Unit 1. Recording 2.
So, everybody, I'd like to start by asking you to introduce yourselves and say what you do very briefly.
Thanks for inviting us. I'm really interested in how this is going to work because I'm studying business. I'm Marcus, by the way.
Hi, everyone. I'm Frank and I'm a banker. Good to meet you all.
I'm Sarah, also a student, but I study medicine.
Okay. And my name is Abby and I'm an estate agent here in the city centre.
Hi, I'm George. I'm a sales trainee at a retail shop in the city.
I'm Vanessa and I'm a technical writer at an IT company downtown.
Great. Thanks, everyone. One of our criteria for choosing you was that you all work or study in the city centre. And we're interested in finding out what you do for lunch, where you eat and what you eat.
Since we don't have a company restaurant at the bank, I usually go out to buy something quickly to have for lunch.
That sounds like me, Frank. But there are hardly any really healthy choices around here, are there? I certainly don't know of any near the university.
Sarah, same for me. That's why I usually just bring something from home, because there is nowhere decent to eat near work.
George, I have the same problem at our IT company. But if there was some place nearby which had healthy food that wasn't too expensive, you would go there sometimes, wouldn't you?
Yeah, probably.
I would as well. I'm often out of the office showing apartments or houses, but I try to take time for lunch, and something healthy and close would be great.
Thanks, Abby. So what you're all saying is that you try to find healthy food options for lunch that are affordable.
Yeah, I'd say so.
That seems to be what we all want, doesn't it?
Yeah,
that's right. So, yeah.
Okay, thanks. And how long is your lunch break?
I try to keep it to about 30 minutes because that's when many clients have time to come to the bank and I need to be there then. What about the rest of you?
Well, Frank, it really depends on my classes and when they are. But Sarah, I would say we always had about an hour last semester, didn't we?
Yep. Every day is different, but I usually manage to have close to an hour. I'm lucky because I'm responsible for my own time and just need to get the job done. But someone with less time would have more of a problem, wouldn't they?
Thanks, Vanessa. Okay, this is interesting. So I understand that most of you aim to eat healthy food for lunch on a limited budget and with limited time.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Indeed.
Sounds about right. Yeah.
At this point, I'd like to show you some ideas. Here are some initial designs for a new app that we're developing. I'd like you to discuss your views on each piece of information provided. I'll also ask you what you think of how it works and how, if it helps you get what you want. As you can see here, you can start by choosing from different lunch menus. You can see photos of the meals that are offered, along with their prices, and read about their nutritional values. You can check on the fat or calories in each and also find out if they're suitable for vegetarians or vegans. The app will also list the participating restaurant or restaurants which offer the different meals and show the locations. So, then you decide where you want to get the food from the available options. When you place your order, you can decide if you want to pick it up from the restaurant, if you'd like to eat it there, or if you want it delivered, and the corresponding final price will be displayed at that point. What do you think?
Wow, sounds great. There isn't anything like this at the moment, is there?
I agree with Marcus. It really combines convenience with healthy eating, doesn't it?
Well, I'd like to try it out first. It sounds great, but we don't know how good the restaurants are, do we?
Good point, Frank. That would be essential for me too. Will that be possible, Carla?
Of course, that's part of the plan for the day. But if it's all right with you, I'd like to continue this morning by having you try out the app and tell me what you think.